If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Today I thought I would talk about the last two hurdles that I talk about in my book. Now this particular model, the three hurdle model, came from a story I tell where I am talking about how I tried out for the track team when I was in high school. Just so you guys know, like to make that very short story even shorter, I didn't end up running track. But the hurdles really exemplified something that we deal with in design. And that is in creating a design business, there are three mega hurdles that we're trying to jump over. And usually they have to be jumped over separately. In my program, we try to jump over them all at the same go, which is tough, or at least the second two. So I've already talked about the first one a little bit in a previous podcast. So instead, I really want to talk about the second and the third hurdles, which is differentiation and experience. And I've been kind of experiencing this in my own program as I'm watching designers figure out where they need to differentiate and how they're getting that experience. And I really need to emphasize that you need both of them in order to succeed. Very often I see designers in and outside of my program modeling or using a lot of clip art or doing things that doesn't ever make it so that they end up being different than everybody else. Instead, they're kind of the same. So even if you're getting your volume of product up or if you're getting experience with it, you're kind of stuck on the differentiation piece and you're going to be stuck there for a long time if you don't figure out how to create your own style. Now, the nice thing about differentiation, and when I'm talking about differentiation, you guys, I'm talking about your stuff, your styling, the way you put it together feels like yours. It's uniquely yours. And I actually know a lot of designers who even use clip art who still have a unique look with that clip art. So it's not usually clip art that causes the problem. It's usually the ability to create style. Now it is harder with clip art, whereas it's super easy to differentiate when you start doing your own illustrations, right? Just a lot easier, in my opinion anyway, because then all your stuff looks like yours, right? So that this is the nice thing about these two hurdles. First of all, that they can be jumped together in one single go. The problem is it's a very big jump because experience takes time. Differentiation also takes time. And so a lot of designers will come to me and ask me, you know, like, how do I find my style? And the truth is your style probably already exists. Like I see designers' stuff all the time and like I can tell whose stuff it is. So they just need to continue to work and gain experience. And usually their differentiation, if they're illustrating all of their own work in particular, it starts to come through and you start to like polish it and get a feel and a look that's uniquely theirs. I also think that the actual like formatting of the product makes a big difference in that. For example, I think my fabric lines have a very different feel than my SVG or my die cuttings, you know, Silhouette and Cricut files. And that's because format rules, okay? Format is the thing that kind of changes the way we build our products. It does for me anyway. When I'm drawing something for a Silhouette machine or a Cricut machine, I have all kinds of issues with thickness of line, texts that have, you know, serifs on it, trying to decide if things are going to cut nicely on the machine. And because of that, I have to do a little more digging, change up the way I would normally design something. I really like thin lined fonts. I like skinny, skinny lines on things. And I don't have that ability to do that nicely on a Silhouette or a Cricut machine because it's easier to cut something thicker, right? Versus in a fabric line, I can do all sorts of kooky things. I can add more details. I can add more, gradients to things. I can add more details. Did I already say that, you guys? Okay, you got it. It's different. It's a totally different medium. And because of the medium being different, I think someone who saw my fabric designs might not necessarily think that I was the same designer doing the silhouette designs. And that's okay, okay? So I think people get worried that they need to be the exact same designer across all the boards, and that's not really the case, because format can control a lot of things about the way you do things, okay? All right, back to differentiation and experience. Now, any of you who have been in any kind of career has seen this and knows this. So let's use the example of a teacher, for example. So if you're a teacher and you, the first year you student teach with an experienced teacher, you're not the person teaching all the stuff, you get to watch the teacher, you get to help with lesson plans. I don't know exactly what you do, but you're teaching of some degree, you're learning, okay? The first year that you are actually the teacher, right, where you are the teacher, is a rough year. What do you have to do? I'm thinking about my days as a professor. I had to write all new lectures, all new slideshows, all new lesson plans. I had to come up with ideas and projects. I had to figure out how to do critiques in a particular way with my students, right? And so because there are all these new things, it's hard. The first year is hard, okay? And that's the way differentiation and experience works. The first year, the second year, the third year, it's hard, right? We're still figuring out who we are. We're figuring out our styling. We're figuring out our looks and our colors and how we do things. Same with the experience piece. It's all hard at the beginning, right? It's hard for a reason. It's because we've never done it before. The second year, it gets easier. The third year, it gets even easier. By the time you're 15 years in, like I am in my business, it's a lot easier. It's very easy for me to pivot. Very easy now. In fact, we did that this year. Instead of concentrating on die cutting files, which we have been doing for the last 7 years, instead we made a shift into wallpaper. And that's just because of some of the projects that I have going on. So it made a lot of sense to make these shifts into wallpaper and art prints. So that's what I'm doing, right? And that just comes from long years of experience and already making income in the back end for all these other things that I'm doing. Hopefully that helps a little bit. If you want to get the book, if you go to designprofitprosper.com, there's a link there that will take you to Amazon, that where you can buy the book. And I hope you enjoy it. We also have a masterclass that's really inexpensive. I think it's like $17 that goes along with the book. So if you want chapter by chapter, me explaining the models, telling some stories about what we're doing, go check that out. That's actually at designprofitprosperbook.com. So that's just the difference. It's like a little book on the end of it. And you can go check that out. And my hope is that it will help you immensely and be just a really fun read, but informative read, so that you can make it to next level.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.